Sabbath. I hope that you've all had a great week. I wanted to ask you a question today. Have you ever had your faith shaken by something that somebody has done or something that somebody has said? And along with that, I want to ask, how did you react when that happened? When your faith was shaken, how did you react? Did you go and talk to other people about it? Did you turn to God? What was your reaction when you had your faith shaken? Today, I want us to think about that, and I want to ask two specific questions that we're going to delve in today in the message. I want to ask, where is the strength of your faith? Where does that lie? And do your actions, the way that you act, the way that you talk, does it cause other people to have their own faith shaken? So to start off with, I want to talk about where does our faith need to be? Where should our faith lie? Does it lie in God or does it lie in men? That's a question I think that gets asked a lot. And I think our kind of obvious answer at first is to say, of course, it lies in God. That's, you know, what we want to say. But I think if we really think about it, you know, really delve deep into ourselves, I think at humans, at times it's easier for us to put our faith into men. We are surrounded by men and women. The messages that are given to us at church are given by men up here at church. The ones that we interact with online, the ones that we talk with here at church or at our work or other places like that, these are all men and these are all women. And I think our human nature allows us to kind of want to put faith into people a little bit more because that's what we're used to. Those type of interactions are kind of what our norm is. And so it's easier for us. It's a physical thing that we can put our faith into. Now, all these interactions are wonderful. I don't want to put them into a bad light. I think that it is an absolutely wonderful thing to be able to have like-minded people that we can talk to have people that we can share stories with and that we can talk to online, to be able to edify each other. I think it's absolutely a part of God's plan that, you know, he has provided a congregation that we can be a part of, that he has raised up elders and pastors and deaconesses and deacons and people that can instruct. All of these things are absolutely wonderful and absolutely necessary. But I think, though, that we really need to make sure that we need to make a conscious effort to decide, where are we truly putting our faith? Where do we truly put our faith on? And really have a reflection upon this. And I think before Passover is a good time for us to do this, as well as all year long. One of the consequences of putting our faith into men is that it's very easy to be swayed by what men do. It's very easy to be taken up. You know, it's very easily to equate when we think something is bad that man does, that it's easy for us to think that things are not going the way that we think that they should. You know, we kind of get caught up inside of that. And it makes it very easy for our faith to be shaken then if we're kind of putting our trust on men in that way. And I know how I act as a human, and trying to put your faith into humans is a very shaky ground to put your faith on. It's much better to put your faith into God, the person, or not the person, but the God who is absolute, the one who is the strongest possible foundation that we can put our faith into and will not change. When we put our faith into men, I think one of the things that can happen is we can think that because of bad things that have happened in the past, that times that we were hurt by other people, by men, by women in the past, and by different experiences, and, you know, experiences that were honestly terrible, experiences that are honestly were frightening, you know, during that time, it's hard to let go of those thoughts, right? It's hard to let go of those thoughts. And I think it's very easy for us to want to bring those and put those same feelings that we have, to put those same kind of thoughts that we have into whatever is happening right now during this time in our lives. Now, I want to put a caveat to that. So let me ask, should we still be vigilant with things, right? Should we still be vigilant with things that men say? Absolutely. Absolutely. We should absolutely make sure that everything that is being taught, that everything is being said is based upon God's word, that it is coming directly from his word and not against it. There's no question about that. I don't think anybody will ever say anything different about that. Does that mean that we should never question anything, you know, and then study about it and try to prove it? No, that's a good thing. That's a thing that we should be doing. We are to always confirm what it is that God's truth is and make sure that people are following in that way, to make sure that we are following that only truth that is in God. And talking about asking questions, let's turn to our first verse of the day. Let's turn to James chapter 1, and we're going to be looking in verse 6. So James chapter 1, and we're going to look in verse 6. And it says in verse 6, "But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind." So we can see here that we are to ask questions. We are to ask these questions in faith. But I think the problem is at times that when we are asking questions, we're kind of in the second part of this verse, though. We're more in the second part where we're asking questions in doubt and not by faith, because we don't have a firm grasp upon what God's plan is or have our faith totally in what God's truth is. I think we're asking at times more in our faith in human beings, and that's starting to shake us up. So we start to feel uncomfortable. So we want to put those questions out there. And I know it's a hard line to try to figure out, you know, okay, am I asking a question in the right way based upon what people are doing or because of what God's truth is? And, you know, that's something that we have to pray about and something we have to decide about and make sure we ask for discernment with that. And I know that we all want to make sure that we are standing up for what is right. We want to make sure that, you know, there's nothing that is infiltrating or anything like that bad into our fellowship, that we want to make sure that we are staying vigilant. But do we ever take this to a point where it's just noise? That we are just creating noise out there. Instead of being something that is helpful, it is instead something that is causing confusion by the amount of noise that we are making out there. And once again, I know it's hard to kind of tell at times, and it's something that we have to see God and we have to ask, you know, for that help with, that knowledge. And that's why we need to think about it. That's why we need to ask, where is our faith truly lying in these times when these, you know, kind of instances come up? Are we saying things that is to help people, to help build them up, to help edify them? Or are we saying things that are only going to tear people down? The thought of shaking somebody's faith, honestly, is very scary to me. It's a very scary thought to think about an action that I can do or something that I can say could shake somebody's faith. And, you know, I think that we can say, well, maybe they just didn't have strong enough faith, right, in God. They didn't study enough. They didn't believe in God. You know, maybe they should have been a little bit stronger. Sure, like, that sounds good. That makes sense. Maybe they should have. But do we want to be the people that are going to help to lead them away? Do we want to be the people that are going to help to let them fall away? Do we want to be used as a tool in that way so that they fall away quicker? I know who does want that. Satan wants that. Satan would love for all of us to lose our faith and for all of us to kind of just fall away. He wants to take that faith away from us. And with that in mind, let's turn to Luke chapter 22. So we're going to look in Luke and we're going to see something that Jesus Christ said. He's talking to Peter here. But we're going to look in Luke chapter 22, and we're going to be reading verses 31 through 32 here. And he says, starting in verse 31 here, he says, "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has asked to sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned again, strengthen your brother." So I wanted to kind of talk about a couple of things that are in this verse here. So first part, instead of saying something that is going to shake somebody's faith, that is going to tear them down, it shows that we should be praying for them. That if we know that, you know, Satan is attacking somebody, instead of tearing them down, instead we should pray for them. We should ask them to be stronger. We can see that Satan wants to sift us out. Satan absolutely wants to sift us out. He would love for us, like I said, to all lose our faith. He would love for us to get shaky. He would love to use us as God's people to get that done, to meet that goal, you know, to sow that discord within the body. But in this verse, we can see a couple of things. One, I think it's interesting that even a strong believer like Peter can have his faith shaken, you know, during his time. It's kind of interesting to see that Satan was even attacking him. But also, I like how Jesus Christ put in there that when you do overcome, that it is possible to overcome these things when you're going through trials, that when you do overcome, you need to come out of that other side, and then we need to strengthen other people. We need to come out on the other side, we need to help each other, and we need to be there for each other. Instead of putting things out there that cause confusion, instead of putting things out there, once again, to tear each other down, we got to put things out there that are going to help people. They're going to strengthen people up, that are going to edify each other, to make sure that we all can reach that goal of reaching God's kingdom. And I touched on it earlier, but let's talk more about the idea of kind of bringing the past in, because I think as humans, that's something that's very easy for us to do. You know, we think about things that have happened to our past, and it's very easy for us to want to apply them to what is going on now. And, you know, we know we're supposed to forgive and we're supposed to forget. That second part is a lot harder to do than, you know, just saying. That forgetting part doesn't work out so easily most of the time. It's something that just kind of sticks in our head for a long time. Thankfully, we have a God that does not have that problem. Thankfully, we have a God that says that when he has forgiven us, it's gone. He doesn't look back on that. It's absolutely forgiven. And that's, you know, when I read that in the scriptures, it's not hard for me to believe. I believe it, but it's like I'm humbled when I read that, just knowing that God does that. Of all the things that I've done in my life, I really appreciate that. And, you know, thinking back on our past is not a bad thing. That's how we learn, right? That's a part, I think, of God's plan. That's how we grow. We think about things that are in the past so that we can be better in the future if we need to make any changes. But I wanted to put a point with this, that one thing I think that can happen with this is we remember our past, but we don't grow from it. So we remember it all too easily, but we don't actually grow from, you know, what we learned there. I think we can use it as a crutch to start, you know, saying things that are not constructive once again. We can use it as an excuse to say things that instead, once again, we should be building each other up, making each other stronger. Instead, we're tearing each other down during those times. But we can use this excuse over here, you know, that we have from our past. We cause that confusion. Let's read in Philippians chapter 3. We're going to look in Philippians chapter 3. This will be the last verse we're going to be looking at today. And we're going to be reading verses 13 through 14 there in chapter 3. So in Philippians 3, chapter 13, it says, "Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken a hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on towards the goal to win the prize of which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." Do we look back and allow things in our past to prevent us from getting to that goal of getting to God's kingdom? As humans, we know we all sin, right? We all sin. We believe that. We know that. We ask for forgiveness. Hopefully we forgive one another. And I think, though, we have a hard time at times then when this stands out with, like, leadership, whether that be leadership in the church, whether that be somebody that's in charge of a teen activity, whether that's somebody that's helping to set up a, you know, activity here in church, whether that's the president, whoever it is that's in any form of leadership, I think we have a hard time when we perceive that something is wrong there, or we perceive that some sort of, you know, wrongdoing is happening, that we forget that they're human. We kind of put all those rules aside and we kind of forget that whole forgive and that forget thing. We seem to forget, you know, that they are just like us. They are human just like us. And once again, by me saying that, I just want to be clear that I'm not saying that we excuse actions that are bad. I'm not saying that we excuse actions that go against God and we just look the other way. But I am saying that we make actions to help each other out. And we can do both. That is kind of an exciting thing, because I think at times as humans, we think we can only kind of go one way. That we can both see that something is maybe wrong, or we can see that something maybe is confusing, or something that we have a question about. But at the same time, along with that, we can still help to build people up. We can still help to edify people and encourage people and to make people stronger. Our human nature, I think, when we see something that confuses us or shakes us, is we want to go negative on it. I don't know why, but it's just kind of in there. It seems like we always want to go negative to it. And then we can lose that sight of that goal when we do that. And like this verse says, we can look back a little bit too much. We can look in the past a little bit too much instead of looking for that goal in the future and being excited about that and let that take that goal away from us. I am so thankful that God has given us a blessing. You know, here in our Cincinnati congregation, we have a wonderful congregation. Being able to be together, we can talk with each other, we have activities. It's truly something that's awesome. And I know that there are people out there that may have, you know, not many people that are by them, but they still are able to congregate with people online, you know, however that's happening, it's an awesome tool that God has given to us. You know, it's for our spiritual journey. It's helping us to grow. And I know at times that I can take that for granted because it's, for me, growing up in a church, it was just something that's always been there, right? I've always had a congregation I can go to. I've always had people that I can talk to. And since we are all humans, of course, we're going to have struggles. We're going to have pains. It's going to happen. It's absolutely going to happen. It's happened in the past. It's going to happen in the future. You know, that is not going to change. But I think we really need to ask ourselves is, do our actions, are they promoting growth? Do our actions that we do, the way that we speak, the way that we act, do they help each other to grow? Or do they instead cause that division? Are they just out there causing that noise that's not really doing any good at this time? Are they edifying each other? Or are they making that discord? Are they causing that noise to be out there? I want us all to be able to make it to God's kingdom. It's something that I'm so excited to think about. And I hope that we all can make it to God's kingdom. And it's something I know that we are all looking forward to and something that is a part of our ultimate goal that we want to be a part of. So during this time, you know, before Passover, let's really reflect upon our actions. See and ask ourselves, where does our faith really lie upon? Is it upon God? Once again, that's the answer we should give, but let's make sure that it actually is. And let's prove that, and let's ask God to help to prove that within ourselves. And then when we're out there with our actions, are we helping each other? Are we building each other up? Are we edifying each other? Are we making each other stronger like it's telling us to do in the Bible? Or are we saying things that are going to cause others to have their faith shaken?